Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline June.
And joining us in the studio is...
Ultimate.
Woohoo. Wow. We've been trying to get you here for quite some time.
I know. I've been having a...
You've been busy.
A busy year.
What have you been up to?
We've been working on some stuff. I've been working on my clothing label.
Right.
And some new music, of course.
Of course.
Always.
How's that been going then?
It's been going pretty good.
Right.
It's been going pretty good. We've got some exciting stuff coming up.
And who are you collaborating with this time?
We are actually working on a compilation of all the Cartel Records artists. So, you know, we've just been in the studio just writing. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we get to narrow it down to a proper album.
Right.
Is it going to be out this year?
This year, yeah.
Mm. How many tracks have you got laid down so far?
Oh, we got a lot.
That's the problem,
right?
We got
a lot of good ideas.
A lot of good...
That's why it's a busy year.
See, that's how it starts, right? You've got a little good idea and you're like, yeah, let's just work on that one. And then you end up with like 50.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
How difficult...
It's a recurring problem in our label.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
And how difficult is it to kind of narrow things down?
I don't think it would be that difficult, you know, because the label is run on tough love,
right?
You know, and you know, it's no hard feelings. Like we say, look, we don't think your idea is working out. If it's not working out, it's not working out.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Is that how it works then? I mean, you've kind of got this. If somebody brings a piece to it, and you're like, yeah, no.
Yeah. Right. That's how it works.
And so you're good friends as well, then, I guess.
Yeah, we're good friends, and you know, we leave our ego at the door.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's a interesting setup.
Are you collaborating with anyone as well for this album?
Not at the moment. We're trying to keep it inside the camp or the family because there's more than enough ideas and talent, and you know. So we're going to see what happens.
Okie dokie. Let's quickly announce that we do have a giveaway this evening. It's Spotify Friday, of course. So what we're going to do is ask you a question that's very simple. It sounds a bit like this.
Which world-changing band have recently made their entire back catalogue available on Spotify? Now, send your name and your IC number along with why do you deserve to win to 016-201-9000.
Ding, ding.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Rolling Stones, right?
It's pretty close.
See, I'm throwing out clues. It's a big old clue there. Are you a big fan of this band that have recently...
Yes, I am.
Right.
Yes, I am.
We could somehow get around to talk about who they are a little bit later on without giving too much away.
The listeners get to catch it.
Sure, I am the walrus. Anyway, we're going to take a very short break in a minute and we'll be back just after these messages. Please do not go anywhere. You're listening to TTON here on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline June.
And again, we have...
I am Ultimate.
He is Ultimate. Now, very quickly, giveaway 016-201-9000. Remember that telephone number. We're giving away Spotify swag this evening.
Mm-hmm.
Answer this question.
Which world-changing band have recently made their entire back catalogue available on Spotify? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why do you deserve to win as well. Just to let you guys know, we are giving away a 3-month premium pass, tote bag, power bank, as well as Spotify sunglasses.
There used to be t-shirts in them, but Addy stole them all.
You used to it now?
Well, I've got one. Nice t-shirts, though, actually.
I have one as well. It is.
Yeah, very nice t-shirt.
Comfy. 100% cotton.
All right. Right then. So we were talking a little bit about the work that the music that you're working on right now. Let's talk a little bit about your clothing line then. Where is that going?
We just released a collection. I am. It's a collection. We do 2 releases a year.
Right.
Uh-huh. One is closer to Hari Raya. And one is 6 months after that. So we just did the one that's the other one, not, you know. So one is traditional and one is modern. So this modern one is more streetwear and activewear.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you were growing up as a kid, right, did you ever see yourself as being a man that would be selling clothes as well as making hip hop?
No, not really.
No.
But
no.
Is it a trend right now that, you know, all musicians would actually go into, like, you know, set up retail and all? Because, like, Afi Iskandar, he's also doing retail as well as he's a musician.
Kanye West, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody
that's
right now.
I think it's a natural progression. And I think it is something that is I would personally recommend because, you know, with the way music is going and how people are changing how they consume music,
yeah,
you know, you should do these kind of things. Yeah, basically.
It's reinforcing your brand as, you know, not just you, but as the whole cartel as well, right?
Yep.
Right.
But when it comes to, like, you know, designing, would you be the one that will be designing the designs?
Yeah, I design with my partner. Uh-huh. You know, and he's in a bit of a creative groove right now, so he's doing a lot of it, and, you know, I'm just helping him out. You know, yeah. He's just every day. I'm like, okay, you know.
And you don't want to disturb them either, right?
No. It's a team, so, you know, when someone wants to do the creative side. So, you know, I focus on other things.
Right.
Like, currently, what are you working on in terms of, like, your next collection?
We're working on a new collection for Hari Raya.
Uh-huh.
For 3 years, we've done sampeng for guys. You know, so what we wanted to do was we wanted to make the sampeng cool because we noticed that kids were not wearing sampeng.
Right.
So, you know, we found out why. So
what's the reason?
They don't like it because the design is, you know, they're associated with their uncles and their dads.
Ayo.
And they say it's hard to tie, you know, because sometimes if it's a songket sampin, it's quite thick.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, okay, if we solve these two problems, would you wear the sampin? So of course I wear the sampin. It's cool, you know. It's,
so how,
you know,
did you solve it?
And, you know, so we came up with designs that they identified with.
Right.
Like camouflage and paisley designs.
They used to have to tie it as well?
Yes, they used to have to tie it. But, you know, we made them from thinner material.
Right. Mm. I mean, I know a colleague of ours who had problems tying his, and he just used a belt and just wrapped it around his belt.
Oh, yes! I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Right? I know, I used
much
to do
easier,
that.
Right?
I used to
much
do that, easier. Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about,
I know,
right?
I know who you're talking about, definitely.
Ezra Zide. Yep. did I just drop it out there? Very quickly, if you want to get in touch for the competition again, 016-201-9000, we're giving away Spotify swag. Answer this simple question.
Now, which world-changing band have recently made their entire back catalogue available on Spotify? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Right, so let's get back to you, buddy.
Yep.
Hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Where did it first, or what was it that kind of first attracted you to hip hop? What sparked your interest in it?
Okay, I was at my cousin's house, and he's a really big heavy metal fan. Right, so he was listening to bands like Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, and Anthrax. So I was listening to this Anthrax tape in his house.
Right,
and they had this song with Public Enemy.
Yeah.
Called Bring the Noise, and that was the song.
Great track.
Right, and I started listening to more rap, and I found out that, you know, it's really interesting because you could talk about anything.
Yeah.
So that's what got me into it.
Right, and it's like, you know, cliche, but it is modern poetry, right, as well.
It is. It's actually, if I'm not wrong, Bob Dylan says it's hip hop is actually a form of folk music, which is true, you know, and it's been that comment has helped me a lot.
Right.
In writing songs.
I mean, what's your kind of opinion of, like, the direction of hip-hop? I mean, if we go back to, like, you were just talking about, like, Anthrax and you know, bands back then, you've got people like Ice Cube, you know, America's Most Wanted, and N.W.A., and all that kind of era, and it seemed to be very real, very raw hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays it's kind of polished, almost.
Not all of it's polished.
Not all of it, no.
Not all of
it's polished. Agreed.
Yeah.
But, you know, the stuff that we seem to hear the most of, you know, the mainstream kind of stuff, is very polished. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I think it's great to have polished stuff and to have the unpolished stuff.
Right.
You know, and it's just more variety. You know, if I want to listen to something serious, I can. You know, if I want to listen to something that's more light or something that's more polished, or, you know, I can go and, you know, as opposed to, like, it's back then, you know, if I listen to N.W.A., it's N.W.A.
Yeah.
You know, and all the people who are similar to them. You know, and it came to the 90s where, you know, it's quite trend-driven. And now it's still trend-driven, but there is a lot more of variety to it. So I think it's great. You know, not just from the States, but from outside. It's from all over the world, you know. You can listen to just amazing, great stuff, you know, how people are pushing the boundaries.
And, right. Yeah. And what stuff are you listening to now?
Not a lot of hip hop.
Not a lot.
No, I listen to right now.
Yeah.
Right now, I listen. My favorite rapper will probably be Skepta.
Right.
From the UK.
Yeah. You like UK hip hop then?
I do.
Right.
I do. There's this one guy, Plan B. He's really great.
Yeah.
Plan B, Skepta, Professor Green, of course. Who else? Example.
Professor Green is now presenting a TV show as well.
Well done.
With Mel B from
what?
The Spice Girls.
Mel B.
You
know,
I used to have a crush on her. Yeah.
Me too.
My favorite Spice.
Are you sure, Richard, not Jerry Halliwell?
Definitely sure. It's, you know, the thing that, what's it called? The lip sync battle.
Uh-huh.
There's a UK version of lip sync battle, and it's Professor Green and Mel B. One of the weirdest things I've ever seen, those two teaming up, and I'm like, this is just so weird. Anyway, we've got to move on. It is now time for news from page two.
Extra, extra, beat all the fire.
What's all the shouting?
All right, so I'm going to tell you a story now. I've not done that for a while. It's about this. There's no easy way to put this. Right, social media has become one of those things that drives you crazy, right?
Yeah.
If you're not attached to it, you have to be attached to it to keep track of what's happening in the world, right? And that's one of these double-edged swords. In the northeast of England, there's this little place called Drummond. All right, it's a very small town just outside of Newcastle. And the funniest thing that you will see is that there's a whole bunch of people tuned in to one little channel, and if you hashtag this, hashtag Drummond Puddle Watch. There's a puddle in the middle of the city that somebody has trained a camera on, and it's people are trying to walk around it because it's so deep and so thick. It has become the top trending hashtag in the UK. It's a puddle. People are watching this puddle.
Wait, where's this puddle again?
Drummond. It's just outside of Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's become this ridiculous trend in the UK that tens of thousands of people are tuning in to look at a puddle. Why would they do that? Right? Firstly. Secondly, a creative agency has come to the point where what he did, one of the guys from the agency, was to go down to this puddle, take a bottle and fill it with the water from the puddle, and then sell it on eBay.
What?
And people are buying it.
How much does it cost?
The last bid that I saw was £50.
Why?
For a bottle of muddy water out of a puddle.
God.
Why would you do this?
Maybe that's like a tourist attraction place now.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, and there's people sat glued to it for hours and hours just watching
people. You should understand.
Right.
But I reckon, I'm just saying. No, because it's and it probably something to do with British psyche.
You could be right.
Saying, I mean, I could
the obsession with the weather, the puddle. No, it's just stupid. You know, I'm watching it and I'm like,
wouldn't it go dry?
Well, eventually, yeah.
Yeah,
but
eventually.
Up there right now.
How long has it been there?
It's been there over a week.
Oh, you know what happens when it goes dry?
Ah.
That's it. You can do like RIP puddle.
Yeah. You got it.
Somebody
got it.
Get on that.
You got it.
Do it now.
All right.
Maybe you want to get your friend to do it.
That's
then.
Probably it. Right, folks, we got to take a break. Of course, we'll be back with some music. Don't go anywhere. Listen to these messages. You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And we have
Ultimate.
He's still with us. He's not gone anywhere. We've not scared
not
him
yet,
off.
Not yet.
He's telling us these stories about puddles and, you know, social media and WhatsApp groups. Stuff we'd have to tell you another time, folks, unfortunately. It's a good giggle, though. Anyway, we have a giveaway. We are giving away Spotify swag. There is a power bank. There's a 3-month premium pass.
Spotify sunglasses as well as tote bag.
There you go.
Yes, and just answer this question. Which world-changing band have recently made their entire back catalogue available on Spotify? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
It's as simple as that. Now, carrying on with a theme, we've gone from news from page two about puddles in Newcastle to...
Yes, now my turn. It's about social media as well.
Okay,
it's
go on.
It's about Facebook. So this politician, she's a Danish politician, she actually tried posting a photo of the Copenhagen's iconic Little Mermaid on Facebook, on a blog, actually. And then she wanted to just post a link and it was rejected by Facebook. So it said that, you know, the Little Mermaid image contained too much bear skin or sexual undertones.
It's a mermaid.
I know, it's a mermaid.
So, wait, hold on.
And then apparently, that's this notification that popped up. It says that, you know, it added that the rules applied even if an image had artistic and or educational purposes.
So, she posted a picture of the actual mermaid that's in Copenhagen.
Yes. No, not the iconic, the bronze statue.
Yeah. So, she posted a picture
of that. And then Facebook rejected it. They said, no, you can't.
Because she had her mm-mm out.
Yes.
The mermaid has her mm-mm.
Well, most of the statue has...
Well, of course.
Yeah.
You go to any art gallery and you can see bits and pieces all over the place, right?
Yeah, people have been posting pictures at, the Louvre and as well as, the National Gallery. Yeah. They have so many statues.
Uh-huh.
But why is this a problem? It's a Little Mermaid. It's bronze.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they've got something against mermaids. I mean, I don't know. Mark Zuckerberg can be a weird fella sometimes. I don't know. What do you reckon?
Was the mermaid hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
No, maybe Mark Zuckerberg or something against mermaids, you know. He tried to ask one out.
But she apparently,
said no.
Yeah, the debutante.
But you know
ball,
what? Apparently
and, you know,
on Facebook, apparently they actually came up with this. Apparently they came up with this rule that, you know, in March the site, they clarified that, you know, rules on nudity. And they said it doesn't allow photos of paintings, sculptures, as well as other art.
That's ridiculous.
Nude pictures.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
It's a statue. Come on. Iconic statue.
All right. Yeah, done. Come on then. Ultimate, what have you got for me?
I got the story of this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think right after Christmas, he opened a WhatsApp group and he invited all of his exes into the group and wished them a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
How many girls are there?
At least four.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And one wasn't an official ex-girlfriend because she was never a girlfriend in the first place.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she was just a side piece.
I'm just curious about what their replies
like,
would be.
One of those, like, we were on a break, you know.
Oh, we were on a break. Yeah.
One of them actually had a good laugh over it, so, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I think seeing that she had a good laugh over it, maybe he should try to get back with her.
But I mean,
she seems to be the most matured of the lot.
But this is seriously dangerous ground. I mean, why would you do that, right? I mean,
yeah, but you know, he's hiding behind his phone.
Yeah, but I think he has a good intention.
He's not there. He's not a physical room.
But why want to open a WhatsApp group when you can actually message each and every one individual?
Yeah, I mean,
he doesn't have time. He's a busy man.
He's a busy man. he's just causing trouble for himself putting them all together in one room. I don't know. I mean. This is, it sounds like one of them stories where somebody said, look, I've got to that point in my life where I have all these problems and I think I need to fix them and make sure everything's okay.
Yeah, but they're doing it in a WhatsApp group. It's a group.
Yes.
You just wanted to wish all of them a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I mean, I had a similar thing happen over Christmas, where I was added to this WhatsApp group and I didn't recognize the number. Yeah. And it was a guy that I'd not spoke to in 10 years. And there's a whole bunch of people in this group that I don't know.
Yeah.
And this girl's saying, why am I in this group? You know, why have you added me to this group? Why am I in a group with strangers? Mm. WhatsApp groups can be dangerous, you know?
It can be, definitely.
Because you don't know, you know, a whole bunch of people saying all different things. You don't know who they are, what's going on.
Then exit the group.
I've done that, but...
Delete
the group. Dangerous to have a bunch of ex-girlfriends in... It's like having them in a virtual room all at the same time.
Yeah.
It's fireworks, right?
Yeah.
It's danger. I mean, what would you say if somebody, your ex has invited you to a room like that and you find out that all of his other exes are in the same room?
WhatsApp group?
Yeah,
group?
For example, yes. What? How would you react?
I was like, oh, thanks.
And then exit the group?
Yeah.
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 Well,
I think that's the best. That's the best thing.
I mean, he's doing a good, he has a kind heart to actually wish each and every one. It's Christmas.
But like you say, do it separately.
Yeah, but do it separately. But since he has already opened a group, why not? It saves my time. I'm like, okay, Merry Christmas or Happy New Year. Exit the group. Done.
Is this something you would do? Would you ever do anything like this?
To open a group with the exes?
Yeah.
I would.
Right, you would.
I would. I'm a connoisseur of awkward moments.
Right. If you do that, I want to see it.
Whenever I'm in an awkward moment, I'm like, oh, we're going to laugh about it.
Hari Raya.
Let me just savor this moment.
During Hari Raya, I open a WhatsApp group, Maaf Zahir dan Batin.
Yes. So, Maaf Zahir dan Batin. Especially Batin. Yes. Right. I don't have their numbers though. So.
Oh, right.
I don't.
Okay, it is now time for something that we all like to call Smarty Pants. It sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty Pants.
Right, so the idea behind this is you have 3 minutes to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know the answer, just say skip and we move right along, okay?
Okay.
You got 3 minutes to answer the questions and your time starts now. What is the official language of Chile, Spanish or Portuguese?
Portuguese.
Former president of Cuba, Fidel Castro, ordered for which board game to be destroyed when he took power? Chess or Monopoly?
Monopoly.
How many rings does the Olympic Games logo have?
Five.
Complete this song title. Girls just want to have...
fun.
Which team won the recent Malaysia Cup in December 2015? Selangor or Kedah?
Selangor, my state. Right.
How many movies are there so far about Cicak Man? Two or three?
Three.
Where? It's correct. Oi. Where in the US can you find Muscle Beach? California or Florida?
California.
Which martial art means the gentle way? Judo or karate?
Karate.
What type of creature is a remora? A mammal or a fish?
Fish.
Which singer is known as Jenny from the Block?
J-Lo.
Indonesia is made up of approximately how many islands? 700 or 18,000?
18,000.
What does the organization PTPTN deal with? Parking tickets or loans?
Loans.
Who wrote two very large novels called The Tropic of Cancer and The Tropic of Capricorn?
Paul? I don't know.
Okay.
Pass.
What is the official fruit of New York, the apple or the pear?
Apple.
Who directed the 1994 movie Pulp Fiction? Martin
Scorsese.
Correct. Which popular Malaysian group was Joe Flizzo a member of?
Too Fat.
Which Malaysian state is known as the rice bowl of Malaysia?
Kedah.
Which Asian city was previously known as Edo, Seoul or Tokyo?
Tokyo.
In which event did Indonesia win two medals at the 2012 Olympics? Weightlifting or badminton?
Badminton.
It's the other one.
What?
Caesar salad was named after Julius Caesar. True or false?
False.
In Batman, what is Alfred the Butler's last name? Pennyworth or Breville?
Pennyworth.
In Australia, do people drive on the right side or the left side?
Right. Left.
Oh.
Left. Right-hand drive.
I'll give you that. Can you tell me who the real Slim Shady is?
Eminem.
Correct. What is the nickname for the football club Everton? Eagles or the Toffees?
Toffees.
What is the national flower of Holland? Orchids or tulips?
Tulips.
What is the duration of one round in a men's professional boxing match?
Three minutes. Three.
What is the name of the clarified butter used in Indian cooking? Planta or ghee?
Ghee.
What is the capital of Scotland? Glasgow or Edinburgh?
Edinburgh.
How many people make up the band The White Stripes?
Two.
How many stars are there on the flag of Turkey? One, three or five?
One.
We are out of time. He's answered every single question. We'll be back.
Luckily, I got
a Joe
one right, huh?
Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm Ultimate.
There was an awful lot of dings just before the break, folks.
Plenty.
We'll get to that in a minute. But before we do, we're going to remind you about the Spotify giveaway. It's Friday, of course. Spotify swag this evening. Mm-hmm. Answer this question.
Which world-changing band have recently made the entire back catalogue available on Spotify? Send your name and your IC number to 016201 9000. Don't forget to tell us why you deserve to win as well.
Right then.
Right.
So then, you seem to do awfully well on that, right? Your general knowledge skills seem to be pretty good.
Yeah.
How well do you think you did?
I don't know, man.
You don't know.
How many questions were there?
30. 30. And it's not often that we get all the way through the 30 questions, I'll tell you that now. So,
More than 20.
More than 20.
Very confident.
So humble as well.
So confident.
Okay, let's go through some of the questions you got wrong first.
All right, so the first one. What is the official language of Chile? It's Spanish. Right. Which martial art means the gentle way is judo? Who wrote two very huge novels called The Tropic of Cancer and The Tropic of Capricorn? It's Henry Miller. And finally, in which event did Indonesia win two medals at the 2012 Olympics? It's weightlifting.
I was stereotyping, sorry.
Right. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate scored 26 points.
Wow. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Well done. Top score as well.
That's it. You're at the top of the table as well. Who else is still up
Sean
there?
Sean Guzzi.
Still?
I think the other two is who?
Oh, wait.
Tony Yusuf and Danny Veripan.
Oh, right. They're still up there. Okay. It's almost time to wrap up the show. Ultimate, thank you very much for coming
in. Thank you so much.
Absolute pleasure. When can we hear your new stuff?
I think it will be next year, 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a challenge to do this album.
Right.
So yeah.
And if we want to play out with one of your songs, what should we play?
Kotarayaku maybe.
We'll do that.
Kotarayaku.
Yeah. Okay, so it is time for the fact of the day. Adeline, I know you normally have two. How many have you got today?
One.
Oh wow! Give me it. What have you got?
All right, so my fact for today is The Simpsons has the most Facebook fans, which is 69.6 million among all TV shows, followed by Mr. Bean and SpongeBob.
Wait, Mr. Bean is second?
Mm-hmm. And SpongeBob.
That's insane. SpongeBob, okay, I've got a fact about cats. Cats can become addicted to tuna and refuse to eat anything else. It's actually known as tuna junkies. For real.
For real?
For real.
For real.
For real.
They have like meetings and stuff.
They have meetings. They get together. So
what about your cats at home?
My name is Puddles and I am a addict.
You know? What about your cats at home?
They don't eat either of it. They won't eat tuna at all. They're too fancy.
What do they eat?
They just eat the biscuits. You know, I can't even give them a treat. Nothing like that. They don't want it. They don't want it.
Anyway. So atas lah your
cats. I know. One little lion, one little tiger. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been that time of night. I've been Richard Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Chung.
And I'm Ultimate.
All right. This is Kotorayaku. Good night, folks.
Good night, all.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.